for knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Alabama has undone itself. And why would that happen? I'll tell you what this nuts, how nuts this is. There is a proposed bill that is getting some real traction. Looks like it's going to pass. And this is the Covenant Marriage Bill proposed before the Alabama legislature. And what it would do is require couples entering into a covenant marriage to follow certain rules, to make certain commitments. Now, the only good side of this is that this will be optional for people. It is not a rule on what couples must do prior to getting married and getting a license to get married. So it's simply, gee, we'd like you to do this, and here's the law. Now, here's what they're actually spending time on, and that is, here we go, SB 270, and that is enacted by, being enacted by the legislature of Alabama, the Alabama Covenant Marriage Act. So I'm going to read this, and then we're going to talk about it for a moment. So first, the definition. A covenant marriage is a marriage entered into by one male and one female who understand and agree that marriage between them is a lifelong relationship. Huh? When does the state get involved in determining how long you will or intend to stay married? Parties to a covenant marriage have received counseling emphasizing the nature and purposes of marriage and the responsibilities thereto. And only when there has been a complete and total breach of the marital covenant commitment may a non-breaching party seek a declaration the marriage is no longer legally recognized. In other words, we're going to make it really difficult for you to get divorced once you have declared your marriage is a covenant marriage. A man and a woman may contract a covenant marriage by declaring their intent to do so on their application for a marriage license and executing a declaration of intent to contract a covenant marriage. And this application and the declaration of intent shall be filed with the official who issues the marriage license. Huh. I mean, this is beyond wild. And here's what that declaration says. And this is according to the law. I mean, this is the language of the law. We have received premarital counseling on the nature, purposes, and responsibilities of marriage. Well, thank you, state, for telling me what the responsibility of marriage is, because I really need that. We've read the Covenant Marriage Act, and we understand that a covenant marriage is for life. Huh? You're telling me? Assuming I lived in Alabama, which is pretty much of a long shot. You're telling me that I should understand that marriage is for life? Wow, I've never seen a marriage license that says that. I've never seen an application for a marriage license that says, now, part of this license is you guarantee that you're going to stay married for life. What does the state do in that one? And if we experience marital difficulties, we commit ourselves to take all reasonable efforts to preserve our marriage, including marital counseling. This is the state telling these people what to do. An affidavit by the parties, they've received premarital counseling from a priest, minister, rabbi, clergy of any religious sect. Oh, man, I'd love to know if they did it with the Wiccans or the Satanists. Or a marriage counselor. I don't know what a marriage counselor is, by the way. Do you? Is that a licensed marriage counselor? Or is it simply a life coach that deals with marriage counseling? Or is it a marriage counselor who, for example, does, instead of marriage counseling, does drug addiction, for example? So it includes a discussion of the seriousness of covenant marriage, communication of the fact that a covenant marriage is a commitment for life, a discussion of the obligation to seek marital counseling in times of marital difficulties, and the discussion of exclusive grounds for legally terminating a covenant marriage. And then there are all kinds of restrictions. And it's like the old days of marriage when it was not a no-fault issue. Irreconcilable differences, we don't care, just don't want to get, you just want to stay married, congratulations, here is your divorce, which is what happens now. Here it is, adultery, the other spouse has committed a felony, the other spouse has committed a felony, and has been sentenced to death or imprisonment at hard labor. Otherwise, you can't get divorced. Abandonment. Physical, emotional, sexual abuse. I don't know what that means. Living separate and apart continuously without reconciliation for a period of 2 years. So a year and a half later, they get to, you know, they can't do it. It's crazy. So now, let me point something out here. This is voluntary because if they tried to mandate this, this would last exactly 2.5 seconds in front of a judge. But the point is that here is the state coming in and saying, here's what we want you to do. This is the way we think you should get married, and we are going to pass laws. And the only reason we're not mandating this is because it wouldn't hold up under constitutional grounds. This is the state of Alabama saying this. I mean, how nuts is this? The only thing that makes any sense legally is the declaration that marriage is between a man and a woman, which is going to be overturned by the Supreme Court, I might add, because the court will look at this as a civil right. There's no question about it. It's like Alabama had the anti-miscegenation laws when we were young. It was not only against the law for different races to marry, it was against the law for different races to date or have sex. If a black man or woman had sex with a black man or woman of the different race, it was jail time in the South. And it took the Supreme Court to undo that, by the way. Because to this day, I think that law would still stand. Now, am I making a connection here? Yes! It's a civil right. The time has come. Like the time came when, oh God forbid, blacks and whites could get married, have sex, date. Are any of these clowns saying that that shouldn't happen now? Well, I think they'd like to in many cases. Same thing with gay marriage and all the rest of it is, the rest of it is just comedy. Covenant marriage, that's just pure comedy. I think that legislator was trying to write a sitcom. It had to be.